Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman. And the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 12, and this one is for my singles. We've been talking about relationships, so I want to talk to you guys about what it means to be truly single. I'm talking about this because if you are a single Christian woman who desires marriage, you need to know that women who are truly single are the ones who meet the men or the man that they marry. Now, yes, some people commit to lifelong singleness, but again, if you are a single Christian woman who desires marriage, your best chance of achieving that goal in partnership with God is to become truly single. So what does it mean to be truly single? It means that you're not tying yourself mentally, spiritually, and sexually to men who have no intentions of marrying you. In other words, if he's not your husband, you're not getting entangled with him. It means you're not casting out your net to expose yourself to the largest number of men possible to increase your chances of marrying, quote unquote, the one. Now, I do want to say on this point, I am a supporter of the idea that in order to meet men, you have to go where men go. But that doesn't mean that you go a certain place, you take up a certain hobby or an interest just because you think you might meet somebody there that you hit it off with and then you guys get married. It means that you're getting out of the house. You're getting a life. You're expanding your social circle because guess what? You don't know which of your friends knows who. So I do support the idea of getting a social life, going where men are in context of the fact that you're already out and you're doing things that are making yourself a better person and you're actually chasing after your purpose and your goals in life. Okay, so I just want to clarify that. But being truly single means that you're not sizing up every man you meet that you think is cute or acceptable. And then in your mind, once you know, he's met enough of the items on your checklist, then in your head, you start orchestrating your future wedding or before you even get that, you know, the next date and how the courtship is going to be. And then you get to the wedding. So I'm of the school of thought that dating is fine, but when you are truly single, you're not accepting dates just because you have nothing better to do. Or you're getting older now and you're feeling pressured to find someone before time runs out. And when you're dating, when you're truly single, you are enforcing godly boundaries because you know that you can't afford to waste time by getting tangled up with the wrong man. So how do you become truly single? You have to break all of the ties you've made with all the wrong men in your life and then tie yourself to the Lord. That means that you're breaking any soul ties that you have from previous relationships. So if you're wondering what soul ties are and how you can become truly single, and you would like more step-by-step guidance on how to do those things, check out my ebook booklet, Breaking Soul Ties. And in that ebooklet, you will find practical steps that will help better position you to meet a man that you will marry. And it will also, more importantly, break you away from old boyfriends and lovers. And again, you can find it at e-junkie.com/author of faith. In the meantime, if you want to speak with me directly about this issue as it pertains to your own life, you can email me at afi@authoroffaithmen.com. And I'll provide information on how we can speak privately. So until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we will talk soon.